Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
And, 早上好, 弟兄姊妹们。
And, it's very refreshing this morning when I, step out of the room.
今天早上我跨出房间的时候，我觉得我非常的有一个舒醒的、舒心的感觉。
And it's very refreshing and something that we from Houston rarely experience.
这一个是一个非常新鲜的感觉，这是我们从休斯顿来的人不太容易经历到的。
I'm sure Michael and I certainly appreciate the weather.
我相信那个我们的弟兄 Michael 跟我一样，都非常感谢有碰到这样的光景。
And we'd like to have more of this kind of weather, right?
我们盼望能够多有一点这样子的气候。And
so would at least I will enjoy one more days and Michael will enjoy a few more days.
至少对我而言，我会再享受这样子的气候，再多一天。那Michael可能更享受更多天。Last
night, we talk about David was enthroned by men of Israel.
昨天我们讲到大卫被高作以色列的王。And
the throne of David governed everything in the life in Israel.
大卫所做的，他的王位掌管了以色列人所有的事。And
that was what God's intention.
这乃是我们神的心意。The
throne of David will govern everything in Israel.
大卫的宝座要在里面掌管以色列民中一切的事。And
as we said last night, there was an immediate response to this.
我们昨天晚上也讲到了，在因着这样子，大卫被膏，就马上就有一个反应。
You know, it's very interesting that God's purpose never changed.
这非常有趣的是，神的目的从来没有改变过。
And the enemy's scheme also will not change.
那个仇敌的诡计也从来不改变。
Therefore, we must recognize what the Satan is trying to do.
所以我们必须要认识到这个撒旦他要做什么。So
if you read the book of 2 Samuel, you realize that Satan has a way to deal with the throne of David.
我们从如果读撒母耳记下的话，我们看见撒旦在那边有一个方式，试着来对付大卫的宝座。And
his method is still the same today.
他所做工的方式今天仍然是如此。What
he was doing in 2 Samuel is exactly what he is doing today.
他在撒母耳记下所做的事也是他现在做的事。So
Satan put Absalom on the throne of David.
所以撒旦把亚撒龙摆在大卫的宝座上。So
from chapter 14 to chapter 19 that you saw, the one who sat on the throne of David was not David.
所以我们从撒母耳记下14章到19章，我们这边看见坐在大卫宝座上的不是大卫。
It was Absalom.
乃是亚撒龙。
Absalom sitting on the throne of David.
亚撒龙坐在大卫的宝座上。
That was the scheme of Satan at that time.
这乃是撒旦在那个时候的诡计。
It is the same thing today.
这也是他现今的轨迹。
This summarizes everything that Satan is doing in our life is putting Absalom on the throne of David.
这就总结了撒旦在我们生命里面所做的工作，就是要把亚撒龙摆在大卫的宝座上。
And the Lord has a way to recover that.
而我们的主有一个方式要能够恢复这件事情。
We thank God our Lord always has a recovery plan.
我们感谢我们的主，因为他总是有一个恢复的计划。And
that's the focus of this morning.
这就是今天早上我们所要注意的。On
one hand, we will see the enemy's strategy of placing Absalom on the throne of David, and we also want to talk about how does God recover that.
我们有一方面看见仇敌的诡计如何把亚撒龙摆在大卫的宝座上，另外一方面我们要来看见我们的神如何能够恢复大卫的宝座。We
recognize that the limitation of very weak vessels.
我们承认这个软弱器皿的有限。Unless
the happiness is all open for us.
这一些所发生的事情都向我们敞开了。
Unless the the heaven is open for us.
除非这个天向我们打开。
We will not be able to enter in.
我们没有办法进入。
Therefore, we want to come before the Lord before we start.
因此在我们开始之前我们要先来到主的跟前。
Let's come before the Lord and ask the Lord to open his heaven for us.
我们来到主的跟前请他把这个天向我们打开。
So we can hear that very clear voices from the Lord.
所以我们能够从他听见非常清楚的声音。
And that voice can find a good soil in our heart.
并且那一个声音能够在我们心中找着好土。
And we will be able to respond.
让我们能够对他的声音有回应。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we are so grateful this morning we can come before you again.
父亲，我们今天早上是何等样的感谢你，我们能够再次来到你的跟前。
This time we do recognize that we need your mercy for this day.
我们承认我们实在是为着今天我们需要你的怜悯。
We pray the Holy Spirit will open our eyes.
我们祷告圣灵能够开启我们的眼睛。
And to see the heaven that has been opened for us.
让我们看见天已经为我们打开了。
And we see the throne of God is well established.
我们看见神的宝座已经设立了。
That by the power of Holy Spirit, we can all hear your voice this morning.
借着圣灵的能力我们都能够听见你的声音。
And that voice will find a good soil in our heart.
并且那个声音能够在我们心中能够找着好土。
By your grace, we will be able to respond to that voice this morning.
靠着你的恩典我们能够对那声音有回应。
We commit this time totally into your hands.
我们把这段时间完全的交在你的手中。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen.
Let's read a few scriptures in 2 Samuel.
让我们在撒母耳记下读几段的经文。
We'd like to start with 2 Samuel chapter 19.
撒母耳记下19章。
And we want to start with verse 15.
我们从第15节开始。
Then the king returned and went as far as the Jordan. Now the men of Judah had come to Gilgal to go out and meet the king and bring him across the Jordan. Shimei, son of Gerath, the Benjamin from Baharim,hurried down with the men of Judah to meet King David. With him were 1,000 Benjaminites, along with Ziba, the steward of Saul's household, and his 15 sons and 20 servants. They rushed to the Jordan where the king was. They crossed at the ford to take the king's household over and to do whatever he wished. When Shimei, son of Gera, crossed the Jordan, he fell prostrate before the king and said to him, May my Lord not hold me guilty. Do not remember how your servant did wrong on the day my Lord king left Jerusalem. May the king put it out of his mind. For I, your servant, know that I have sinned, but today I have come here as the first of the whole house of Joseph to come down and meet my Lord the King.
15节，王就回来到了约旦河，犹大人来到吉甲要过去迎接王，请他过约旦河。巴户林的便雅悯人基拉的儿子示美急忙去与犹大人一同下去迎接大卫王。跟从示美的约有1000便雅悯人，还有扫罗家的仆人洗巴和他15个儿子，20个仆人，他们都趟过约旦河迎接王，有摆渡船过去渡王的家眷，任王使用。王要过约旦河的时候，基拉的儿子示美就俯伏在王面前对王说，我主我王出耶路撒冷的时候，仆人行悖逆的事，现在求我主不要因此加罪与仆人，不要纪念，也不要放在心上。仆人明知自己有罪，所以约瑟全家之中，我今日首先下来迎接我主我王。
Then we read verse 24.
那我们再读24节。
Mephibosheth, Saul's grandson, also went down to meet the king. He had not taken care of his feet, or trimmed his mustache, or washed his clothes from the day the king left until the day he returned safely. When he came from Jerusalem to meet the king asked him, "Why didn't you go with me, Mephibosheth?" He said, "My lord the king, since I, your servant, am lame." And I said, "I will have my donkey saddled and well ride on it, so I can go with the king. But Ziba, my servant, betrayed me."
24节到26节，扫罗的孙子米菲波瑟也下去迎接王。他自从王去的日子，直到王平平安安地回来，没有修脚，没有剃胡须，也没有洗衣服。他来到耶路撒冷迎接王的时候，王问他说：“米菲波瑟，你为什么没有与我同去呢？”他回答说：“我主我王，仆人是瘸腿的。那日我想要背驴骑上，与王同去，无奈我的仆人欺哄了我。”
Verse 31. 31节
Barzillai
the Gileadite also came down from Rogelim to cross the Jordan with the king and to send him on his way from there. Now Barzillai was a very old man, 80 years of age. He had provided for the king during his stay in Mahanaim, for he was a very wealthy man. The king said to Barzillai, "Cross over with me and stay with me in Jerusalem, and I will provide for you." But Barzillai answered the king, "How many more years will I live that I should go up to Jerusalem with the king? I am now 80 years old. Can I tell the differences between what is good and what is not? Can your servant taste what he eats and drinks? Can I still hear the voice of men and women singers? Why should your servant be an added burden to my lord the king? Your servant will cross over the Jordan with the king for a short distance, but why should the king reward me in this way? Let your servant return, that I may die in my own town near the tomb of my father and mother. But here is your servant, King Ham. Let him cross over with my lord the king. Do for him whatever pleases you." The king said, "King Ham shall cross over with me, and I will do for him whatever pleases you, and anything you desire from me, I will do for you."
31节到38节，基列人巴西来从罗基林下来，要送王过约旦河，与王一同过了约旦河。巴西来年纪老迈，已经80岁了。王住在马哈念的时候，他就拿食物来供给王。他原是大户妇。王对巴西来说，你与我同去，我要在耶路撒冷那里养你的老。巴西来对王说，我在世上的年日还能有多少，使我与王同上耶路撒冷呢？仆人现在80岁了，还能尝出饮食的滋味，辨别美恶吗？还能听男女歌唱的声音吗？仆人何必累赘我主我王呢？仆人只要送王过约旦河，王何必赐我这样的恩典呢？求你准我回去，好死在我本城，葬在我父母的墓旁，那里有王的仆人金罕，这里有王的仆人金罕，让他同我主我王过去，可以随意待他。王说，金罕可以与我同去，我必照你的心愿待他，你向我求什么，我必为你成就。
From 2 Samuel chapter 14 until chapter 19,
从撒母耳记下14章到19章。
During this period, David was not in Jerusalem.
在这一段的时间的里面，大卫不在耶路撒冷城。
Absalom rebelled against David, and David fled from Jerusalem and went to the east side of Jordan.
在那个时候，亚撒龙背叛大卫，大卫就逃离了耶路撒冷，到了约旦河东。
In other words, the king was not on his throne.
换句话说，那时候的王就不坐在他的宝座上。
If went to Jerusalem, everything else looked the same.
如果你到耶路撒冷的话，你会看见所有其他的事物都是一样的。
You will see the wall of Jerusalem.
你会看见耶路撒冷的城墙。
You will see the houses in Jerusalem.
你会看见耶路撒冷里面的房屋。
You will see the temple in Jerusalem.
你也看见耶路撒冷里面的圣殿。
You will even see the services in the temples.
你也看见在圣殿里面有各样的服饰。
Everything looks the same, operates normally.
每一件事情看起来都一样，好像都在那边运作着。
But there's one thing that was different.
可是有一件事情却不一样。
The king was not on his throne.
因为那就是王不坐在他的宝座上。
And someone else was sitting on the throne.
在他的宝座上坐的是一个别人。
Absalom was sitting on the throne of David.
亚撒龙那个时候是坐在大卫的宝座上。
No, this was a serious spiritual matter.
这在属灵上面来讲是一个非常严重的事。
And this is very serious even today.
这在今天而言也是非常的严重。
There is a throne in our heart.
在我们的心中有一个宝座。
Now who is sitting on that throne?
谁坐在那个宝座上呢？
Is it David or is it Absalom?
是大卫呢还是亚撒龙？
It's very, very critical for each one of us.
对我们每一个人都是非常有关键性的。
To take this issue very seriously.
让我们能够严肃地来面对这个问题。
Is it David or is it Absalom?
是大卫还是亚撒龙？
Who is Absalom?
谁是亚撒龙呢？
No, Absalom was the third son of David.
亚撒龙是大卫的第三个儿子。
And Absalom represents a person who is totally opposite to David.
亚撒龙所代表的乃是一个与大卫完全不一样的人。
You know, David was a person who after God's own heart.
大卫乃是一个合神心意的人。
Absalom was totally opposite. Absalom was a man who after his own heart.
亚撒龙却是一个完全不一样的人，他是完全那边试着要合乎自己心意的一个人。
David spent all of his life to chase what's in God's heart.
大卫花了他一生的年日来那个寻求什么是在神心中的事物。
He spent his whole life looking for that place.
他寻求他一生的年日他来找那个地方。
He spent his whole energy to look for the Ark of Covenant.
在他也并且他花了所有的精力来个寻找约柜。
He used his life prepare for the house of the Lord.
他并且用他一生的能力能够来为神的殿做预备。
He is after what is in God's heart.
他那边所追寻的乃是在神心中的事物。
Absalom was totally opposite.
可是亚撒龙却是完全不一样。
He was chasing something that was in his own heart.
他所追求的乃是在他心中自己的事物。
He want to be king of Israel.
他盼望能够成为以色列的王。
He want to sit on the throne of David.
他盼望能够坐在大卫的宝座上。
And he was willing to kill David.
他甚至能够愿意来杀大卫。
Who loved him dearly.
大卫是这么样子的爱他。
You know, it is a message by itself to talk about the love of Absalom in David.
在亚撒龙向着大卫的大卫向着亚撒龙的爱这一件事情可以是自己就可以是一个信息。
But this Absalom is willing to kill David who loved him so dear.
可是这一个亚撒龙他对着像他这么爱他的大卫他竟然愿意杀他。
He want to be on the throne of David.
他盼望能够坐在大卫的宝座上。
Spiritually, Absalom is the embodiment of our own flesh.
在属灵上而言，亚撒龙就是我们这一个肉体的化身。
Therefore, we have this very unfortunate pictures in front of us.
因此，在我们前面就看见了这一个非常不幸的一幅图画。
The flesh was sitting on the throne of David.
在那里，肉体就坐在大卫的宝座上。
You know,Dear brother and sister, this is the question we need to consider this weekend.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们这一周，这个周末我们大家都要思想的一个问题。
Who is sitting on the throne of our heart?
谁坐在我们心中的宝座上？
Does it really matter?
这很关乎紧要吗？
Does it really matter who is sitting on the throne of David?
这谁坐在大卫的宝座上这件事情很重要吗？
Brothers and sisters, it matters greatly.
弟兄姊妹，这是非常紧要的事情。
Remember in Genesis.
我们记得在创世纪。
You know, in Genesis, Joseph found favor in front of Pharaoh.
我们知道在约瑟在法老的面前蒙恩。
Therefore, Pharaoh gave all authority to Joseph.
因此法老将所有的权柄都赐给约瑟。
Pharaoh gave his authority over everybody else.
法老把这个权柄给约瑟，让他来管辖所有的人。
And Joseph was over Pharaoh's own house.
在那个时候，约瑟甚至管辖法老他自己的全家。
Joseph was over Pharaoh's own people.
在那个时候，约瑟在管辖法老的百姓。
But Pharaoh kept one thing out of Joseph.
可是在那个时候，法老有一件事情他没有给约瑟。
And Pharaoh said,
法老这么说，
Only in the throne I will be greater than you.
他说唯独在宝座上我比你大。
He gave every authority to Joseph.
他把所有的权柄都给了约瑟。
But he kept one thing for himself.
可是他为他自己存留了一件事，
Which is his own throne.
就是他自己的宝座。
And when the next Pharaoh came,
当下一个法老 登基的时候，
This become a total disaster.
在那个时候就变成一个极大的祸患。
It mattered a lot who was sitting on the throne.
关乎谁坐在宝座上这件事情是非常非常紧要的。
We saw the same thing in Book of Esther.
我们在以斯帖这本书里面也看见。
Esther found favor in King Ahasuerus.
我们看见在以斯帖在亚哈随鲁王面前蒙恩。
And king loved the queen Esther very, very much.
这个王非常爱这个王后。
He even willing to give half of his country, half of his nation to Esther.
到一个地步，他甚至愿意将国的一半都给以斯帖。
Is it good enough?
这是不是够好的呢？
Should people of Israel have peace?
在那个时候，以色列人是不是有平安呢？
Because one of them, the queen Esther, found favor in king.
因为在他们当中的一个人以斯帖王，这个王后在王的面前蒙了恩典。
And King Ahasuerus was willing to give half of the kingdom to Esther.
在那个时候，王亚哈随鲁他甚至愿意将国的一半给他的王后。
It does not matter whether you get half the kingdom.
你能够得到王一半的国度，这件事情够好吗？
It does not matter whether you can get three fourth of a quarter of the kingdom.
这实际上这不关紧要，就算你得着了四分之三的国。
The throne is still belong to King Ahasuerus.
因为在那个时候，这个宝座仍然属于亚哈随鲁。
Therefore, Haman came along and used the authority of king to intend to destroy entire race of Hebrew.
因此在那个时候哈曼就来了，他试着用王的权柄要试着毁灭所有以色列民。
So it's not about how much authority Joseph had.
所以这个不关乎到多少约瑟有的权柄。
It's not how much the King Ahasuerus loved Queen Esther.
这个也不是在乎亚哈随鲁王有多爱这个以斯帖。
It is about who is sitting on the throne.
这个关键所在是谁坐在宝座上。
And we may have a questions in our mind.
也许在我们的头脑里面我们有这样子的问题。
Why did God allow Absalom to sit on the throne?
为什么神允许亚撒龙坐在宝座上？
Isn't it true that God himself sitting on the throne?
那这难道这不是真的吗？是神自己坐在宝座上。
If our Lord is sitting on the throne, why does he allow Absalom to sit on the throne of David?
如果我们的主是坐在宝座上，他为什么许可亚撒龙坐在大卫的宝座中？
Could God prevent Absalom from sitting on the throne of David?
难道神不能阻止亚撒龙坐在大卫的宝座上吗？
Of course he can.
当然他可以。
But why didn't he do it?
但他为什么不这么做呢？
Why did God allow David and his follower and people of Israel to suffer greatly?
为什么神许可大卫和跟随他的人还有以色列的百姓在那边受苦呢？
Was there a purpose for that?
这个事情的背后的目的是什么？
Before we answer that question, we want to look at a very similar situation.
在我们要回答这个问题之前，我们要先看见一个非常相似的问题。
Because in the Bible, we have a whole book to answer this question.
因为在圣经里面，我们有整本书来回答这个问题。
And that book is Job.
这有一本书来回答这个问题，这一本书就是约伯记。
Entire book of Job is trying to answer this very question.
这个整本约伯记就试着来回答这个问题。
You know, Job was blameless, upright, fearing God, and turning away from all evil things.
我们知道约伯他乃是义人，他在神的跟前无可指责，并且他转离各样的恶事。
He concluded himself that he is righteous.
他在那边为自己做下一个定论，他是义的。
There was no justification for his sufferings.
在他所经历的这些苦难中，这是没有理由的。
He said, I hold fast my righteousness and will not let it go.
他说，我持定我的义，我必不放松。
My heart does not reproach any of my days.
在世的日子，我心必不责备我。
Now, as Job said these words,
当约伯说这样子话的时候，
his righteousness was sitting on the throne of his heart.
他自己的这个自义是坐在他心中的宝座上。
In the end,
最后
Job had opportunity to hear from the Lord himself.
在最后约伯有这个机会能够听到主自己的回答。
God did not answer any of Job's questions.
在那个时候神没有回答约伯所提出来的任何的问题。
Instead,God asked Job a lot of questions.
反而神在那边问约伯许多的问题。
God asked a lot of questions.
神在那边问了许多的问题。
But every question is actually the same questions.
可是在所有的这些问题的背后都是指呼到一个问题。
God asked Job, who is sitting on the throne?
在那个时候神在问约伯谁坐在宝座上。
God repeat the same questions in many, many different ways.
神用不同的方式来回应同样一个问题。
Every question challenged Job, who is sitting on the throne?
每一个问题都是向约伯挑战，谁坐在宝座上。
Job was thinking that his righteousness was sitting on his throne.
在约伯的想法里面，他的自义是坐在宝座上。
But after hearing God's questions,Job repent before God in dust and ashes.
当约伯听见神的这些问题之后，他就在神的跟前悔改，在灰尘和灰尘中悔改。
He said, I know that you can do all things and that no purpose of yours can be thwarted. Job was saying, you are sitting on the throne.
他回答说我知道你万事都能做你的旨意不能拦阻他在那边知道是神坐在宝座上。
So, why did God allow, the afflictions happen in Job's life?
为什么神许可这些患难在约伯的生命里面呢？
Is to remove Job's righteousness from the throne of his heart.
乃是要把他的自义从他的心中的宝座挪开。
And so that he can place God in the throne of his heart.
使得他能够将神摆在他心中的宝座上。
God was doing the same thing in 2 Samuel.
神在那边做同样的事情就在撒母耳记下里面。
Because God wants to expose a reality in people of Israel.
因为神在那边要显明在当时以色列人的光景。
Although David was still on the throne at the time.
在那个时候虽然大卫仍然坐在宝座上。
But that was not a reality anymore.
可是在那个时候已经不是一个实际了。
Because Bible told us the hearts of the men of Israel are with Absalom.
因为圣经里面讲到说在那个时候以色列人的心是向着亚撒龙。
So on the surface, David was on the throne.
所以表面上来说大卫是坐在宝座上。
But in reality, Absalom was already sitting on the throne.
可是在实际上亚撒龙已经坐在宝座上。
Therefore God removed David to expose the reality in Israel.
因此在那个时候 神就挪开了大卫在那显明以色列的光景。
Once their true condition were exposed, then God can deal with this reality.
当那个真实的光景被显露的时候，神就可以在那边对付这个实际。
Brothers and sisters, a lot of things happen to us because our Lord wants to expose our reality.
弟兄姊妹们，在我们生命里面发生的许多事情，这乃是因为神是的要能够来对付我们这些的实际。
Unless our reality is exposed, God cannot deal with it.
除非这些实际被显露出来，神没有办法对付他们。
And after the reality of Israel was exposed, then God can bring David back to Jerusalem.
当以色列人他们的心中的光景的实际被显露出来的时候，神就能够把大卫再带回到耶路撒冷。
So after Absalom was killed, David then returned and came as far as Jordan.
当亚撒龙被杀了之后，大卫就回到约旦河。
And then Judah came to Gilgal in order to go to meet the king, to bring the king across the Jordan.
在那个时候，犹大人就来到基甲，要过去迎接王，要把他带过约旦河。
It's at the river Jordan, there were three persons, came to meet David.
就在那个约旦河边，有三个人来这边迎接大卫。
And first person was Shimei.
第一个就是示美。
Who hurried and came down with the people of Judah to meet David.
他急忙地与犹大人一同下来迎接大卫王。
Now, Shimei was the same Shimei who cursed David when David left Jerusalem.
这一个示美就是那一个示美在大卫逃离耶路撒冷的时候在那边咒骂大卫的。
Not only he cursed David, he threw stone toward David and his people.
And 他不仅仅咒骂大卫，并且他向大卫和跟随他的人丢石头。
He was so happy to see David go.
他在那时候看见大卫逃离，他是非常的高兴的。
Because he was from the family of Saul.
因为他是从扫罗家出来的。
However, when he heard the news that David was coming back,
可是当他听到这个消息，大卫要回来了。
Then he was very afraid.
他就在那个里面充满了惧怕。
And he came to Jordan and asked for mercy.
所以他就来到约旦河在那边求怜悯。
And the second person was Mephibosheth.
第二个人乃是米非波色。
Now who also came down to meet David?
他也来到约旦河这边迎接大卫。
He was the son of Jonathan and grandson of Saul.
他乃是大卫的孙他是扫罗的孙子，也是约拿丹的儿子。
And David was so gracious to him.
大卫对他是非常的有恩典。
David gave the land of Saul to Mephibosheth.
他把这一个扫罗的田地归还给米非波色。
And asked Mephibosheth to sit at his table.
并且他邀请米非波色能够一同来享用王宴。
So Mephibosheth was very, very grateful for David.
因此米非波色向着大卫是非常的感谢的。
So he intended to go with David as David fled from Absalom.
当大卫当初逃离亚撒龙的时候，他原先起意盼望能够与大卫同去。
But his servant Ziba deceived him.
可是他的仆人洗巴在那边却欺哄了他。
So he did not follow David to the east side of Jordan.
因此他没有与大卫同去到约旦河东。
Then he came to meet David at the river.
然后在这里他就在约旦河畔这边迎接大卫。
And the third person was Barzillai.
第三个人是巴西莱。
When David came to east side of Jordan, Barzillai, along with other people, received David as king of Israel.
当大卫逃离到约旦河东的时候，巴西莱和其他的人在那边仍然尊大卫为王。
They provide much food and supply to David and his people for all this time David stayed on the east side of Jordan.
当大卫停留在约旦河东这段期间，巴西莱在那边为他们预备他们一切所需用的。
Now David was ready to return to Jerusalem.
现在大卫已经预备好了要回到耶路撒冷。
Then he came to Jordan to send David off.
那他就来到约旦河在那边要来迎接并且送他过河。
God used these three persons to expose the reality of Israel.
神用这个三个人来显明以色列人的光景。
The story of these three individuals gave us some insights on the true conditions of Israel.
这个三个人的光景就让我们看见了以色列光景的一个内幕。
Only after facing these reality, then the Lord can recover David.
唯有在这一些的实际的光景被显露出来之后，神才能够再恢复大卫的王权。
So brothers and sisters, are we in the same condition as people of Israel?
弟兄姊妹们，我们是不是落在这个以色列人这个相同的光景当中呢？
On the surface, David was king.
在表面上来说，大卫是王。
On the surface, he sits on the throne of David.
在表面上来说，大卫坐在大卫的宝座上。
But in reality, someone else is sitting on the throne.
可是在实际上而言呢，其他的另外一个人是坐在这个宝座上。
Now, on Sunday and Friday, no questions, David was sitting on the throne.
在星期五跟星期天，不可置疑的大卫是坐在宝座上。
But what about the weekdays?
可是周间又如何呢？
But who is sitting on the throne during the weekdays?
在周间这些的时间的里面，谁坐在宝座上呢？
Therefore, God permits something happen in our life.
因此神许可一些事情发生在我们的生命当中
to expose our reality,
来显露我们的真实的光景
for the purpose to recover David back to the throne,
为着能够使大卫能够回到宝座上
So therefore we need to look at these three individuals in more detail this morning.
因此今天早上我们要来看这三个人用比较详细的方式来看
The first person we want to look at is Shimei.
第一个人我们要看见的就是示美
Who is Shimei?
示美是谁呢？
What Shimei represents spiritually?
示美在属灵上所代表的意义是什么？
We know that he was the man from the family line of Saul.
我们知道他是从那个扫罗这个家谱这一条线里面出来的。
Spiritually, what was in Saul was also in Shimei.
属灵上来说，在扫罗里面的呢，也在示美里面。
To understand what Shimei was, we need to understand what Saul was.
我们要了解示美的情况，我们必须要了解扫罗的情况。
What can we learn from Saul?
我们从扫罗身上能够学到什么？
You know, Saul was a very, very unique person in history.
我们知道扫罗是在历史上来讲是一个非常独特的人物。
He had such a great start.
他在开始的时候是如此的好。
You can't find a person with such a great start in history.
在历史上来说，你没有办法找到一个人像他有这么好的一个起点。
No, physically, he was a choice and handsome man.
就着肉身来说呢，他是健壮又俊美的一个人。
How many brothers in among us wouldn't want to be choice and handsome?
那在我们当中的弟兄们，多少人盼望能够又健壮又俊美
？And there was not a more handsome person than he among the sons of Israel.
在圣经里面讲到说他在以色列人中间没有一个人能够比过他的
And he is a head taller than anyone else.
并且他比众民都要高过一个头
So physically, he's great.
所以从肉身上来讲他是非常的好
But not only physically, spiritually, he has gift.
不仅仅是在肉身上并且在属灵上来讲他也有恩赐
Spirit of God can powerfully upon him, and he joined other prophets to prophesying.
在那个时候，神的灵大大的浇灌他，使得他和其他的先知一同在那边说预言。
Not only he was blessed physically and spiritually, he was a humble person.
他不仅仅是在肉身上面，不仅在属灵上面得蒙了祝福，并且他是一个谦卑的人。
When his name was taken by Lot, he was hiding himself by the baggage.
当他的名字被抽签抽出来的时候，他就躲藏自己在那个器具之中。
So he had such a promising start.
所以在一开的时候，我们看见他前途是非常的明亮的。
His gift physically, spiritually, and also he is humble.
那他不仅仅在肉身在属灵上面有恩得到了这个恩典，并且呢，他是非常的谦卑。
He's a perfect combination of many different good qualities.
他是一个在那边是一个许许多多好的品质的一个综合。
But we also know that Saul has a very tragic ending.
可是我们也知道在那个时候这个扫罗他有一个非常悲惨的结局。
So then it's very important for us to see what went wrong with Saul.
可是所以我们这对我们来讲是非常重要看见在扫罗身上到底出了什么差错。
What it is that turned a promising star into a tragic end?
到底发生什么事情使这个有明亮前途的一个开始却落到一个悲惨的结局？
What can we learn from his life?
我们从他的生命里面能够学到什么？
There are two things give us some insight of what really went wrong with Saul.
有两件事情让我们看见在扫罗的生命里面出了什么错。
The first one is he offered burnt offering before Samuel arrived.
第一个呢是他在撒母耳来之前他就在一边献上了燔祭。
Why did he do so?
他为什么这么做？
He knew better.
他应该比这个知道的更多。
Why did he do?
他为什么这么做？
Because he saw the number of Philistines like the sand on the seashore.
因为他在那边看见腓利士人的人数多如海边的沙。
Then he saw the people of Israel scattering from him.
他也看见以色列人从他的面前散去。
So he did something that he knew that he shouldn't do.
因此他在那边就做了一个他自己觉得他知道不应该做的事。
He did something because of what he saw.
他做这些事情是因着他所看见的。
He did something not because what he knew.
他做这些事情不是因着他所知道的。
He lived a life based on what his eyes saw.
他行事为人乃是按着他眼所见的。
So he lived by sight.
因此他行事为人是凭眼见。
He does not live by faith.
他而不是凭信心。
And we saw the exact same thing on another event.
我们在同样的另外一件事情看见同样的情况。
He spared this king Agag.
他在那边怜悯了雅甲。
And he kept the best of the sheep, the oxen, and the fatlings.
他就留下了上海的牛羊牛肚跟羊羔。
He did something he knew he shouldn't do.
他在那边做了他知道他不该做的事。
But when he saw Agag, when he saw those animals, the livestock, he couldn't do what he should do.
这可是当他眼见雅甲的时候，当他看见那些牲畜的时候，他就没有办法做他不该做的事。
If he did not see those animals, maybe it's easier for him to just follow the order of Samuel.
如果他没有看见那些牲畜的话，也许对他来讲比较容易能够遵循撒母耳的命令。
Unfortunately, he saw.
很不幸的他看见了。
And he lived by sight.
而他就按着他眼见的形式。
He couldn't help himself.
他在那边他没有办法他不这么做。
He had to keep those animals.
他必须要保存这些牲畜。
Ignore whatever Samuel had said.
他就忽略了撒母耳所说的一切。
He lived by sight.
他是乃是凭着眼见。
That's in the life of Saul.
这乃是在保罗的那个扫罗的这条线里面。
His focus is on the number of Philistines.
他的焦点乃是在腓利士人的人数上面。
His focus was on the best of sheep, the oxen and the fatlings.
他的焦点乃是在那个上好的牛羊牛肚跟羊羔上。
In these two cases, Saul knew what he ought to do.
在这两个情况里面，扫罗知道他该做的是什么。
But he couldn't do what he should do because what he saw around him.
因为可是他没有办法做他应该做的，因为他看见他周遭的情况。
He couldn't pass through what he saw.
他没有越过他所看见的。
He lived by his sight.
他乃是行事为人凭着眼见。
If you live by your sight,
如果你行事为人是凭着眼见，
you make the decision of your life by your sight.
那你所做的所有的决定都是按着你所眼所见的。
Then who is sitting on the throne of your heart?
那在这个时候谁是坐在你心中的宝座上呢？
But in sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
Who is sitting on the throne of Saul's heart?
在那个时候是谁坐在扫罗的心中的宝座？
It is Saul.
是扫罗他自己。
And this is exactly what happened to Shimei.
这同样的情况就在示美身上。
Shimei lived by sight.
示美也是凭着眼见。
So we saw when he saw David was chased out of Jerusalem.
所以当他看见大卫逃离耶路撒冷的时候。
Then he cursed David.
他就在那边咒骂大卫。
He dared not to curse David when David was still sitting on the throne.
当大卫仍然坐在宝座上的时候，他是不敢在那边咒骂大卫的。
But when he saw what happened to David.
但可是在那个时候，在大卫身上所发生的
，though his action was based on what had happened to David，
啊，那示每的他的这个行动是乃是在乎在大卫身上所发生的事。
Then later when he heard David was returning to Jerusalem，
然后之后他听见大卫这个时候要回到耶路撒冷
，then he changed his way completely。
那他马上就他态度就180度的转变。
Again， his action was based on what he saw。
再次看见他的行动乃是被他眼所见的所支配。
He lived by his sight, not by his faith。
他做行事为人乃是凭着眼见，不是凭着信心。
He lived his life just like the way Saul lived his life。
他行事为人就如同扫罗行事为人一样。
He had no concern who should sit on the throne。
他对关乎谁坐在宝座上这件事情，他一点都不关心。
It is okay for him if Absalom was there。
对他而言，如果是亚撒龙坐在宝座上也没有关系。
But it's fine also if David returned。
如果大卫回来了，坐在宝座上也可以。
Only problem is that he cursed David before。
对，唯一的问题是他以前咒骂过大卫。
Therefore he hurried himself to the river of Jordan to ask mercy。
因此他就急忙地跑到约旦河旁，在里边求怜悯。
Today, we're in a similar situation.
今天我们就落在相同的光景里。
Often, God's people know what to do just like Saul.
很多时候我们就如同扫罗一样，知道该做什么。
But we also live by sight.
可是我们也是凭着眼见。
So on Sunday and Friday, it's okay, because we saw what the purpose of the law is.
在星期五星期天的时候这件事情好像还好，因为我们眼睛看见了神的旨意。
But on weekday, something different.
可是在周间的时候就不一样了。
We make decisions and take actions in life based on what we see.
我们这边所做的决定所做的行动都是按照我们眼睛所看见的。
We will make the same offering before Samuel came.
我们也会像扫罗一样，在撒母耳来之前，我们就先献上燔祭。
We will keep the best of sheep and oxen and fatling, just like Saul.
我们也会像扫罗一样，留下那个上好的牛羊、牛肚跟羊羔。
Therefore, on the surface, David was on the throne.
因此，在表面上，大卫是坐在宝座上。
But in reality, Absalom was on the throne.
可是，在实际上，亚撒龙却是坐在宝座上。
And that reality must be exposed.
而这一个实际必须要被显露出来。
If we do not see this reality, then we will not have a David returning to the throne.
如果我没有看见这一个实际的话，这个大卫就没有办法被迎接回来。
So how do we overcome this?
而我们如何能够胜过这些呢？
It's very simple. Absalom must go.
这非常简单的，这个亚撒龙必须要被除去。
Therefore, the decisions we make and actions we take in life should be based on what we believe.
因此，在我们生命里面所做的决定或做任何的行动，乃是按照我们所相信的。
Not based on what we see.
不是按照我们眼睛所看见的。
No, when David was in front of Goliath.
当大卫在面对哥利亚的时候
Just think about that. You put that little David in front of this giant Goliath.
我们想想这一幅图画，你把这个弱小幼小的大卫摆在这个巨人哥利亚面前。
And you think about what David was saying.
那我们想想看大卫在那个时候所说的是什么。
You think about the decision that David was taking.
我们也看见在那个时候大卫所做的决定。
Was it based on what he saw?
乃是按照他眼睛所看见的吗
？Or was it based on what he believed？
还是按照他所相信的
？Everything, every actions, every decision David was taking is based on what he believed。
大卫所做的每一个决定，所做的每一个行动，乃是都是按照他所相信的。
If David make decision based on what he saw, he won't be able even stand in front of Goliath.
如果大卫是按照他眼所见的来做决定的话，他没有办法在哥利亚面前站立。
This is something you and I need to consider this morning.
这是我们今天早上必须要一同思想的问题。
It is the faith that enthroned Christ in our heart.
这乃是借着信心能够让基督坐在我们心中的宝座上。
It is the faith that removed Absalom from the throne of David.
这乃是借着信心能够让亚撒龙被从大卫的宝座上除去。
No, just like Shimei.
就像示每。
One day we have to meet our Lord Jesus at the River Jordan.
有一天我们必须要在约旦河河边遇见我们的主耶稣基督。
Now, sooner or later, we will face to face with our Lord Jesus at the River Jordan.
或早或晚，我们总是要在约旦河边遇见我们的主耶稣。
On that day, are we going to like Shimei?
在那一天的时候，难道我们要像示每一样吗？
Full of fears,
充满了惧怕。
Or we will be like David.
还是我们会像大卫。
That's something we need to consider.
这是我们必须要思想的问题。
Is Absalom on the throne of our heart?
是不是亚撒龙现在坐在我们心中的宝座上？
So God used the person Shimei to expose the spiritual reality in many of people of Israel.
在那个时候，神用示每的生命来显明在当时以色列民当中许多人的光景。
And God can deal with these things in Israel.
神能够在那个时候对付这件事。
Then the second person, Mephibosheth.
这第二个人是米菲波瑟。
Who is Mephibosheth?
米菲波瑟是谁呢？
No, he was the grandson of Saul. And son of Jonathan.
他是扫罗的孙子，是约拿丹的儿子。
And after Saul and Jonathan passed away, then David graciously took care of Mephibosheth.
在当扫罗跟约拿丹过世之后，大卫在那边非常有恩典的照顾米菲波瑟。
He gave him the land of Saul, and he treated him as his own son.
他把扫罗的田地给他，并且他对待他如同对待自己的儿子一样。
So when David departed from Jerusalem, Mephibosheth has intention to go with him.
所以当大卫逃离耶路撒冷的时候，米菲波瑟在那边有一个意念要和大卫同去。
But he was lame.
可是他是瘸腿的。
And his servant deceived him.
而他的仆人也在那边欺哄他。
So he didn't go with David.
因此他就没有与大卫同去。
He knew David should be the king, but he couldn't go with David.
他知道大卫应该是做王的，可是他却没有办法与大卫同去。
Therefore, when David saw him at the river, David asked him, "Why did you not go with me, Mephibosheth?"
因此，大卫在约旦河边看见米菲波瑟的时候，他就问米菲波瑟说：“你为什么没有与我同去呢？”
I don't know what.We are going to say if one day we meet the Lord at the River Jordan and the Lord asks us, why did you not go with me?
我不知道我们将要回答，我如何回答。如果 有一天我们在约旦河边碰见我们主的时候，我们的主问我们说，你为什么没有与我同去？
Imagine if that day is today.
如果我们这么想象，那一天就是今天。
Imagine that you meet our Lord face to face today.
如果今天我们就面对面的与我们的主相会。
If the Lord asks you, why did you not go with me?
如果我们的主问我们说，你为什么没有与我同去？
What will we say?
我们要如何回答？
Mephibosheth said, I will saddle a donkey for myself that I may ride on it and go with the king.
那米菲波瑟他回答说，那日我想要被驴骑上与王同去。
But my servant heard my plan.
可是我的仆人听见我的计划。
My servant took my donkey.
我的仆人就把我的驴驹带走了。
My servant went to meet with you and deceive you.
我的仆人就去遇见你，去看你，并且欺哄了你。
And without the donkey, I couldn't go because I was lame.
因为没有了这一个驴驹，我就没有办法去，因为我是瘸腿的。
He knew what to do. He had intention to do what it ought to do.
他知道他该做什么，他也这样子意念意图要去这么做。
But in the end, he did not do it.
可是最终他没有这么做。
So what was Mephibosheth's problem?
所以这个米菲波瑟的问题是什么？
Mephibosheth was the representation of the entire Israel at the time.
米菲波瑟在那个时候所代表的乃是当时以色列民的光景。
He was also representation of all of us today.
他也是代表我们现在所有人的光景。
The life of Mephibosheth is also in us.
这个米菲波瑟的生命现在也在我们的里面。
And we must recognize it.
我们必须要承认这个点。
It is life it is the life of Mephibosheth that often prevents Christ from being enthroned in our hearts.
很多时候就是这一个米非波设的生命使得基督没有办法在我们的心中做宝座。
We like Mephibosheth.
我们就像米非波设。
We always look for that donkeys.
我们总是在那边找那一批驴。
We need that donkeys.
我们需要那一批驴。
No, without that donkey, I cannot go to follow David.
如果没有驴的话，我就没有办法与大卫同去。
I don't know what your donkey is.
我不知道你要找的那个驴是什么。
But everybody is looking for a donkey.
每一个人都在找一匹驴。
And we are, in the end, we blame that we don't have that donkey.
那最终的时候呢，我们就在那边责怪说，因为我们没有找到那头驴。
He was willing to go, he had a plan to go, but in the end, his servant took away his donkey.
他虽然有这样子的，他知道他该走，他也这样子意念要去，可是最终他的仆人把这个驴子带走了。
Brother and sister, this is something also in our heart.
弟兄姊妹们，这样的情况也是在我们的心里。
The spirit in us is willing.
我们心灵固然愿意。
But the flesh,is weak.
可是肉体却是软弱的。
Many a time,
很多时候
we're committed to do God's will, but the flesh was weak, and we were unable to do it.
很多时候我们定义要做神，要按着神的旨意行，可是我们肉体软弱，使得我们没有办法如此行。
In our mind, we realize that Christ should be on the throne in our hearts.
我们在心里面，我们在我们的心思里面，我们知道神我们基督应当在我们的心中做宝座。
But when it comes to the real decisions, the flesh is very weak to act accordingly.
可是当我们面到做需要做真实决定的时候，我们的肉体是如此的软弱，没有办法如此行。
If spirit is willing and the flesh is weak, you will end up not doing what you ought to do, then who is sitting on the throne?
如果你心灵固然愿意，可是肉体软弱，使得你没有办法做你刚做的事，那这问题就是谁现在坐在你心中的宝座上？
It's the flesh
是那个肉体
that is sitting on the throne.
肉体现在正坐在宝座上。
Mephibosheth was suffering in that way.
米非波设在那样子的情况里面受苦。
It's not fun to live under the reign of Absalom.
在这一个亚撒龙的治理之下是不是很好过的。
It's not fun when the flesh is sitting on the throne of our life.
如果让肉体坐在我们心中宝座上的话呢，这个日子是不好过的。
Therefore, Mephibosheth, during those years, or those days, or those times, he had neither care for his feet, nor trim his mustache, nor wash his clothes.
所以米非波设在王去的日子里面，他知道王平平安安的回来，他没有修脚，他也没有剃胡须，他也没有洗衣服。
He was suffering all those times.
在那些日子里面，他在那边受苦着。
He was anxious waiting for David's return.
他在那边焦虑的等候大卫的归回。
Apostle Paul had a similar feeling at times.
在使徒保罗他在他的经历里面有同样的感觉。
He's a wretch man that I am. Who will set me free from the body of this death?
他说我真是苦啊，谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢？
Now that was exactly the situation Paul described.
这就是保罗在描述这一个救治这个情况。
And when the flesh sitting on the throne of our life,
当肉体坐在我们心中宝座上的时候，
We will suffer.
我们就在那边受苦。
But we thank the Lord Paul also provide a way out of it.
我们感谢主，因为保罗也在那边为我们显明了一条出路。
Then he said, for the mind set on the flesh is death.
他说体贴肉体的就是死。
But the mind set on the spirit is life.And peace.
可是体贴圣灵的就是生命与平安。
So we must set our mind on the right thing.
因此我们必须要体贴对的事。
We must set our mind on the spirit, not on the flesh.
我们要体贴圣灵而不是体贴肉体。
So one day, Mephibosheth heard a good news
当有一天当米非波设他听见这个好消息的时候
Absalom was dead.
亚撒龙死了。
So, and David was coming back.
那大卫要回来了。
And he was at the River Jordan.
他已经现在在约旦河。
So, this is such a good news that we all need to hear today.
这是我们今天大家都应该听见的好消息。
So Absalom is dead.
亚撒龙已经死了。
The flesh is dead.
肉体已经死了。
Under Absalom and David is coming back.
在这个亚撒龙死了以后大卫现在要回来。
But many of us today have not heard the good news.
可是在我们当中许多人如今还没有听见这个好消息。
So we still suffer.
因此我们仍然在一边受苦。
Therefore, when he heard this good news, he went to meet David.
因此当他听见这个好消息的时候米非波设就去那边迎接大卫。
So brother and sister, there is a good news that Absalom is dead.
弟兄姊妹们，这的确是一个好消息，因为亚撒龙已经死了。
There's no need for us to suffer under Absalom anymore.
对我们来说，我们再不需要在亚撒龙之下受苦了。
Next time when you suffer under your flesh, you need to remind yourself Absalom is dead.
如果下一次你仍然在你的肉体之下受苦的话，你必须要提醒你自己，亚撒龙已经死了。
Did, brother and sister, when Mephibosheth came to the river Jordan, was Mephibosheth still a lamb?
当米非波设来到约旦河的时候他是不是仍然是瘸腿的呢
He's still lame, right?
他仍然是瘸腿的对不对呢
So, why couldn't he go?
他怎么能够来呢
So the issue, the problem is not his weakness.
所以这一个症结所在不是他的软弱。
So what was the issue?
所以这个症结的所在这问题在哪里呢
The issue is never his lameness.
这个问题不是他那个瘸腿。
The issue is he set his mind on his weakness.
这个问题的所在乃是他把他的焦点摆在他的软弱上。
Brother and sister, this is important. We set our mind on our weakness.
弟兄姊妹们，这是非常重要的。很多时候我们把我们的焦点注意力摆在我们的软弱上。
Our weakness is not a problem.
我们的软弱不是这个问题。
Because Paul said, I am weak, then I am strong.
因为保罗说我什么时候软弱我就什么时候刚强。
Lameness is not a problem.
这个瘸腿不是这个问题的所在。
The real problem is we set our mind on our lameness.
这个真正的问题乃是我们把我们的心思摆注意力摆在我们的软弱上。
We set our mind on our weakness.
我们体贴我们的软弱。
We set our mind on our brother's weakness.
我们也在那边把我们的心思的焦点摆在我们弟兄的软弱上。
We set our mind on our spouse's weakness.
我们也把我们的心思的焦点摆在我们的另一半的软弱上。
We set our mind on the weakness of our brothers and sisters.
我们把我们的心思的焦点摆在我们弟兄姊妹的软弱上。
The weakness is not an issue.
这个软弱本身不是这个问题。
We set our mind on them is a real issue.
可是如果我们体贴或者把我们的心思的焦点摆在这个软弱上的话这就是问题。
If we set our mind on the weakness, then it is death.
如果我们体贴肉体的话结果就是死
And then Absalom is still on the throne.
那在这样的情况里面的话呢亚撒龙就仍然坐在宝座上
If we set our mind on spirit,
如果我们体贴圣灵的话
Then is peace.
那所带来的就是平安
Brothers and sisters, and this is what this life of Mephibosheth exposed to us.
弟兄姊妹，这乃是借着米非波设的生命向我们所显露的情况。
If we set our mind on the Spirit, then we can go to the Lord even as a lamb.
如果我们体贴圣灵的话，体贴主的话，我们仍然能够来到主的跟前，虽然我们是瘸腿的。
Brothers and sisters, this is what the Lord intends to reveal to all of us.
弟兄姊妹，这乃是神愿意向我们众人所显明的。
God can deal with our weakness easily.
神能够很简单的就能够对付我们的软弱。
But we have to set our mind on the Spirit.
可是我们必须要体贴圣灵。
This is something happening in our mind.
这是在我们的心思里面所发生的事。
This is what enemy trying to fool us.
这乃是这个仇敌试着在那边要欺骗我们的事。
Even Absalom,It's dead already.
虽然亚撒龙已经死了
But the enemy can cause us to set our mind on our weakness.
可是仇敌可以让我们的心思的焦点仍然摆在我们的软弱上
If Mephibosheth was not told that David is coming back, he would never be able to go to River Jordan.
如果米菲波设没有人跟他讲说大卫要回来了，他就没有办法来到约旦河。
This is the second person.
这是第二个人。
And we thank God there was the third person.
我们感谢主还有第三个人。
The third person was Barzillai.
第三个人是巴西莱。
Who is Barzillai?
巴西莱是谁呢？
He's a Gileadite from Raglan.
他是罗基林的基列人。
When David fled from Jerusalem and crossed the River Jordan, Barzillai was there to receive him.
当大卫逃离耶路撒冷，他来到约旦河的时候，巴西莱在那边迎接他。
That was the lowest point in David's life as a king.
这乃是大卫作王年间最低潮的一个点。
He was chased out by his own son.
他在那时候被他自己的儿子所追赶追杀。
Barzillai received David as king of Israel.
可是巴西莱在那个时候他接纳大卫为王。
He provided food and supply for David and his people for all those times.
在他们所停留在那段时间，他为大卫预备了食物，还有他的跟从他的人一切所需用的。
Barzillai is opposite to Shimei.
巴西莱和示美是完全不同的。
He honored David as king of Israel regardless of David's situations.
他在那一边尊大卫为王，是以色列的王，不管大卫所处的光景如何。
Even the majority of Israel wanted Absalom as king.
虽然大部分的以色列民都盼望亚撒龙做王。
Even the counselor of David rebelled against David.
甚至大卫的谋士也在那边背逆他。
Even an ordinary person like Shimei cursed David.
甚至那个寻常的百姓就好像示美也在那边咒骂大卫。
Even David's dear friend Mephibosheth was not able to follow him.
甚至大卫所亲爱的朋友米菲波瑟没有办法与他同去。
Under all these circumstances, Barzillai took actions which are not based on sight.
可是就在这样子的环境的里面，巴西莱在那边有一个行动，这个行动是不是按着眼见的。
巴西莱 took action based on what he believed.
他的行动乃是按着他所相信的。
We thank God to expose Shimei.
我们感谢神，因为他这边显露了示美的光景。
We also thank God to reveal Barzillai.
我们也感谢神，他在那边显明了巴西莱。
At the darkest hour in David's life,God brought forth a shining light.
在大卫他这个最黑暗的一段的日子的里面，神在那边带来了一个明亮的光。
God has prepared the shining light for some time.
神已经在那边为着这个明亮的光预备了一段的年日。
And Barzillai brought many, many things.
那巴西莱在那边带来许多的事。
And provide everything David and his people need.
他带来许多的东西，使得大卫和他跟从他的人一切需用都得到满足。
Barzillai is also the opposite to Mephibosheth.
巴西莱也是和米菲波设完全不同的。
Not only he knew what he should do, he actually had the courage and strength to do it.
他不仅仅知道他该做什么，并且他有这样子的勇气和这样的力量来做。
He was an old man.
他是一个年纪老迈的人。
80 years old.
他已经80岁了。
But he did not set his mind on his age.
可是他的心思的焦点并不是在他自己的年纪上。
He did what he could to provide for David and his people.
他尽他可能的为着大卫来供应。
He risked his own life to help David.
并且他冒着生命的危险来帮助大卫。
If David lost to Absalom in the end.
如果大卫最终被亚撒龙所败。
And then Barzillai's life could be in danger.
那巴西莱的生命就有危险了。
Barzillai could never be able to do this if he set his mind on the flesh.
他巴西莱没有办法这么做，如果他的目光的焦点是摆在肉体上。
And he crossed the River Jordan with David.
并且他与大卫一同过约旦河。
No, crossing the River Jordan means overcoming the self-life.
跨过约旦河所表明的乃是能够胜过我们的己生命。
And Barzillai's example of someone who overcome his self-life.
巴西莱所表明的乃是一个能够胜过己生命的人。
Living by sight or setting our mind on the flesh are all parts of the self-life.
在我们凭着眼见行事为人，并且体贴肉体，都是我们这个己生命的一部分。
And the self-life is the biggest opponent to the throne.
而我们的己生命乃是对我们这个宝座最大的一个敌人。
It's the self that wants to occupy the throne in our life.
这乃是己生命盼望能够得着我们生命中的宝座。
It's the self-life who lives by sight.
这乃是我们的己生命，它是凭着眼见行事。
It's the self-life who sets the mind on the flesh.
这乃是这个己生命使得我们体贴肉体。
In order for us to deal with the self-life, we must cross the River Jordan.
为了让我们能够对付己生命，我们必须要跨过约旦河。
David wants to bring Barzillai to Jerusalem.
大卫盼望能够把巴西莱带到耶路撒冷。
But Barzillai desired to stay in his own town.
可是巴西莱盼望能够在他自己的城里面。
Again, you see Barzillai did all these things for David and not for himself.
我们也看见巴西莱所做的一切都是为着大卫，而不是为着他自己。
His self-life was not sitting on the throne.
他的己生命没有坐在这宝座上。
God was sitting on his throne.
神乃是坐在这个宝座上。
Barzillai is an overcomer.
巴西莱是一个得胜者。
He became an overcomer by overcoming his self-life.
他乃是因着胜过他自己的己生命，使得他成为一个得胜者。
He loved not his own life.
他不爱惜自己的性命。
He couldn't go to Jerusalem due to his old age, but he sent his own son.
他因着他自己年纪老迈，他没有办法进到耶路撒冷，可是他把他自己的儿子送去。
He sent Chingham to go with David.
他将金罕送去。
He passed the torch of testimony to his own son.
并且他把这个见证的火炬传递给他自己的儿子。
And therefore David said to Barzillai.
因此大卫对巴西莱这么说。
Whatever you require of me, I will do for you.
不论你向我求什么，我都必为你成就。
Only a person that not love his own life.Can become such an intercessor.
唯有那一个不顾惜自己生命的人才能够成为这样子的代求者。
To an intercessor, God is always sitting on the throne of his heart.
对一个代求者而言，神永远是坐在他心中的宝座上。
Brothers and sisters, it is the flesh that lives by sight.
弟兄姊妹，这乃是因着肉体使得我们能够行事凭眼见。
It is the flesh that set our mind on weakness.
这乃是肉体使得我们体贴我们的软弱。
And we thank God there is a way to deal with that.
我们感谢神，因为这边有一条对付这个路。
We thank the Lord is still giving us opportunity.
我们感谢神仍然给我们这样子的机会。
And this opportunity is called today.
这一个机会就是今天。
It's not yesterday.
不是昨天。
It's not tomorrow.
也不是明天。
It is today.
就是今天。
So we still have opportunity to consider this before the Lord.
因此我们今天仍然有这样的机会在这个主的跟前能够思想这件事。
Then we come back to this question again.
然后我们再回到这个问题上。
Who is sitting on the throne of our heart?
谁现在正坐在我们心中的宝座上？
Have you considered this seriously?
你是不是曾经严肃地思想过这个问题？
Is it Christ?
是基督吗？
Or is it yourself?
还是你自己？
If you don't know the answer yet, then we can consider this further together.
如果你还不知道这一个真实的光景的话，我们也许再多一点的思想。
When we make decisions or take actions in our life,
当我们在生命里面需要做一些的决定，有一些的行动的时候，
What governs our decisions and actions?
什么事情是掌控我们的决定，掌控我们的行动呢？
Are we based on what we see around us?
And 我们是按照我们眼睛所看到我们周遭的事物吗？
Or are we based on what we believe?
我们还是按照我们所相信的。
If we based on what we see, then we live by sight.
如果我们按照我们所看的，我们就是凭着眼见行事。
If we base on what we believe, then we live by faith, like Barzillai.
如果我们是按照我们所相信的，那我们就是行事为人凭信心，就如同巴西莱一样。
This is very practical in our life.
这在我们生命生活里面是非常实际的。
We have to make a number of decisions even just a day.
我们在一天里面我们要做许许多多的决定。
During the week, we have to make many decisions concerning our work, consider our family and consider our services.
在一周里面我们要做许多的决定，关乎到我们的工作，关乎到我们的家庭，关乎到我们的服事。
When we make those decisions,
当我们做这些决定的时候，
How do we make that decision?
这些决定是怎么做的？
Is it based on what we see?
是按照我们所眼见的吗？
Or is it based on what we believe?
还是按照我们所相信的？
If we do everything, we make all the decisions based on what we see, then the flesh is on the throne.
如果我们做所有的决定，所有的行动是按照我们所看见的，那这个肉体就是坐在我们的宝座上。
Maybe you're not like Shimei.
也许你不像示美一般。
Because you know what to do.
因为你知道你该做什么。
But you have trouble to put it into practice.
可是你在要把它化为实际的时候，这件事情上面你有困难。
Your spirit is always willing.
我们的灵里面总是愿意。
But the flesh is always weak.
可是我们的肉体总是软弱。
The weakness is not a problem.
可是这个软弱不是症结的所在。
Brother and sister, we focus so much on our weakness.
弟兄姊妹们，我们常常是焦点摆太多在我们的软弱上。
I think that's the scheme of enemy.
这乃是仇敌的诡计。
He wants all of us to set our mind on our weakness.
他要我们把我们所有的焦点都摆在我们的软弱上。
But actually, you read the words, weakness is never an issue.
可如果我们读主的话的话，我们看见软弱从来不是一个问题。
Actually, Paul said we are to boast our weakness.
保罗甚至说我要 按着我要为着我的软弱而夸口。
Paul said the Spirit also helps our weakness.
保罗也说圣灵也帮助我们的软弱。
We do not know how to pray and the Spirit even will help to intercede for us.
这个我们不知道该如何祷告，可是圣灵是用说不出来的叹息替我们祷告。
The real problem is we set our mind on the weakness.
可是真实的问题乃是我们体贴我们的软弱。
If we do not set our mind on our weakness,
如果我们不体贴我们的软弱，
instead we set our mind on the Spirit,
而我们愿意体贴圣灵，
then we will know, we will realize Absalom is dead.
那我们在那个时候就会发现亚沙龙已经死了。
Brother and sister, that's the reality. Absalom is dead.
弟兄姊妹们，这是一个实际，亚沙龙已经死了。
There is no reason for it to suffer anymore.
对我们来讲，我们不需要再受多受苦。
Even the lamb can go to the river Jordan to meet David now.
甚至瘸腿的能够来到约旦河能够来迎接大卫。
Lameness is not an issue anymore.
这个瘸腿不再是一个问题了。
Absalom is the issue.
亚撒龙是那个问题的所在。
Absalom sitting on the throne of our heart is the issue.
亚撒龙坐在我们心中的宝座上，这个是症结的所在。
Weakness is not an issue.
软弱不是一个问题。
May the Lord help us to see this.
愿主能够帮助我们看见这个点。
Next time if we think about our weakness,
当下一次当我们再思想到我们自己软弱的时候，
Let's be reminded, Paul said we should boast of our weakness.
我们必须要被提醒， 保罗说我们要按着我们的软弱夸口。
Whenever I am weak, I am strong.
我什么时候软弱我就什么时候刚强。
And we thank the Lord for Barzillai.
我们为着巴西来我们感谢主。
Barzillai represents the overcoming life of Christ that is already in us.
巴西莱所代表的乃是那个基督得胜的生命，这个生命现在已经在我们的里面。
Brothers and sisters, this is so important.
弟兄姊妹们，这是非常重要的一件事。
It is not something we don't have yet.
这不是我们还没有得着的一件事。
The life of Barzillai is already in us.
巴西莱的生命现在已经在我们的里面。
This life overcomes the self-life.
这一个生命能够胜过我们的己生命。
With this life, we can live by faith.
按着这个生命我们能够凭着信心而活。
With this life we can set our mind on the Spirit.
按着这个生命我们能够体贴圣灵。
With this life we can cross the river Jordan.
按着这个生命我们能够过约旦河。
We also must realize,
我们也必须要认识到
the life of Shimei is in us also.
这个示美的生命也在我们的里面。
The life of Mephibosheth is in us also.
米菲波瑟的生命也在我们的里面。
But we must praise the Lord. The life of Barzillai is already in us.
可是我们要感谢主，因为巴西莱的生命已经在我们的里面。
Our God in His wisdom will arrange our life to expose the life of Shimei, life of Mephibosheth, and life of Barzillai in us.
我们感谢神，因为他按照他的智慧，他在我们的生命里面安排环境， 使得我们能够显明示美的生命， 米非波士的生命， 并且也显明巴西来的生命。
We will face a lot of different things during the day and during the week.
我们在一天里面， 在一周当中， 我们会面对到许许多多不同的光景。
Many times we will face a decision or a choices.
很多时候我们必须要做一个决定， 或做一个选择。
And some of those decisions are not easy.
有的时候这个决定不是容易这么容易做的。
And the first voice coming out of your heart is always the life of Shimei.
这个从你心里面第一个出来的声音常常是那个示美的声音，示美的生命。
Always the first one is Shimei.
第一个总是示美。
So you need to refuse that.
因此你必须要拒绝他。
You don't need to listen to him.
你不需要听他。
Remember, the first voice, the first thought coming to us is always from the life of Shimei.
我们必须要记住这个点， 第一个来到我们里面的意念， 第一个听到的声音， 都是从示美的生命来的。
Those opinions, those ideas came from what we see.
那一些的意见， 那一些的想法， 都是按照我们所看见的。
Based on what happened around us.
按照我们发生在我们周遭的事物。
Based on what other people have suggested.
或者是其他人的建议。
And the second voice that coming toward us, it always comes from the life of Mephibosheth.
第二个生命来到我们里面的时候， 很多时候都是来这个米非波色来的。
And we know what to do.
我们知道该做什么。
But we set our mind on our inability to do it.
可是我们却把我们的心思的焦点摆在我们没有这个能力来这么做。
Most people would not pass over Shimei.
很多人没有办法过示美这一关。
And some of those who passed the Shimei couldn't pass Mephibosheth.
在我们当中有些人也许过了示美这一关， 可是没有办法过米非波色这一关。
However, if you can pass Mephibosheth, then the third voice will be from the life of Barzillai.
如果你能够跨过米非波色这一关的话， 第三个声音你听到的是， 乃是巴西来的声音。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
we will have opportunity to practice this every day in our life.
我们有在每一天的生活里面， 我们有许多的机会能够来实行这些。
We have opportunity to practice this several times each day.
在每一天的当中， 我们有好几次的机会能够来练习这个。
Every time when we're faced with this opportunity,
很多时候当我们面对这样子的机会，
we need to come to the Lord.
我们必须要来到主的跟前。
We must come to the throne.
我们必须要来到宝座的跟前。
So that we can choose not to listen to Shimei.
所以使得我们能够拣选不听示美。
And we can choose not to listen to Mephibosheth.
我们也拣选不听米非波色。
Then the life of Barzillai will take it over.
那巴西来的生命就在那边能够取代这一切。
We will be able to choose life.
在那个时候我们就能够拣选生命。
This requires a little bit of patience before the Lord.
这需要我们在主跟前的一点的忍耐。
You need to wait until Shimei come and go.
你必须要在那边等候， 等着示美来， 来了又走。
Then you have to be there and waiting for Mephibosheth to come and to go.
你必须要在那边继续等候， 等到米非波色来， 来了以后又走。
Once both of them are gone,
那当这两个人都走了,
then you listen to Barzillai.
那你就可以在那边好好听巴西来了。
Then you will be able to cross that river Jordan.
那在那个时候你就能够过约旦河。
You'll be able to follow the faith.
你就能够按着信心而行。
You could be able to overcome your weakness.
你就能够胜过你的软弱。
And Deuteronomy always encourages us to choose life.
在生命记里面总是在这边鼓励我们要拣选生命。
This is literally true, we need to choose life.
这是非常真实的， 我们必须要拣选生命。
Every day we have opportunity to choose life.
每一天的生活里面， 我们有许多的机会来拣选生命。
If choose life, we enthrone Christ in our heart.
如果我们拣选生命的话， 我们就让基督坐在我们心中的宝座上。
Brothers and sisters, that the throne of God govern everything in the universe.
弟兄姊妹们，神的宝座在宇宙中所有的事物上面在做掌控的工作。
And that throne will also be in our heart.
而那一个宝座也应该在我们的心中。
If the Lord is sitting on the throne of our heart,
如果主现在坐在我们心中的宝座上，
then that throne will govern everything in our life.
那这一个宝座也应当在我们生活里面的每一件事情上面掌控。
Then we will have this life of overcoming in us.
那我们就会有这一个得胜的生命在我们里面。
So one day we'll be able to be that testimony on this earth.
那有一天我们就能够在这个地上成为见证。
God has authority in my life.
神有他在我生命里面有他一切的权柄。
God will gain everything he wants to gain in my life.
他神能够在我身上得着一切他所要得着的。
God wants to gain authority and all the glory in my family.
神愿意在我的家里面得着一切的权柄跟荣耀。
This is what we are created for.
这乃是我们受造的目的。
Everything else provided to us is for this purpose.
所有为着这个而供应给我们的是为着这个目的。
We live on this earth for only a little short while.
我们活在这个地上只有一段很短的年日。
Nothing else really matters, brothers and sisters.
其他很多的事情都不紧要。
The only thing matters is that whether one day we can be that testimony for our Lord Jesus.
真正关乎紧要的乃是我们是不是有一天能够成为我们的主的见证。
But that depends on the daily, day by day choices we make.
可是这个见证乃是关乎到我们每一天生活里面所做的拣选。
That we must be making the right choice every day.
我们每一天必须要做那对的拣选。
Therefore, the Lord can continue to work in our life.
这样子的话，我们的主就能够继续在我们生命里面做工。
To recover the throne of Christ in our life.
能够恢复基督的宝座在我们的里面。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we again just want to come before you again.
父，我们愿意再次来到你的跟前。
We still confess the limitation of your vessels.
我们要承认你自己器皿的有限。
But we also realize that the power of Holy Spirit has no end.
我们也承认圣灵的能力是没有止境的。
Therefore, we want to lift up all of our brothers and sisters.
因此我们要把我们所有的弟兄姊妹带到你跟前。
Lord, we pray that this morning that we will again have this opportunity to consider this important matters.
主啊，我们祷告今天早晨我们有再次这样子的机会能够思想这个重要的问题。
Who is sitting on the throne of our hearts?
谁现在正坐在我们心中的宝座上？
We give you praise and thanks this morning.
我们将感谢赞美来归给你。
Now you have made all the provisions for us to choose life.
你已经为我们为着拣选生命这件事情上面做了一切的预备。
Even our weakness is not a problem for you.
甚至我们的软弱对你来说也不是问题。
Even our lameness is not a problem for you.
我们的瘸腿对你来说也不是问题。
We pray that this morning all of us can hear that good news. Absalom is dead.
愿今天早上每一个人都能够听见这个好消息，亚撒龙已经死了。
There's no reason for us to suffer anymore.
这再没有理由让我们继续受苦。
May you open our eyes to see that.
愿你开启我们的眼睛，让我们能够看见。
And there is that overcoming life that's in us.
在我们的里面有那一个得胜的生命。
There is the life that can live by faith.
那这一个生命能够是按着信心而活。
There is life that can set our mind on the Spirit.
这一个生命使得我们能够体贴圣灵。
There is the life that can bring us across the River Jordan.
这一个生命使得我们能够跨过约旦河。
Father, we pray that this morning that you revive the life in us.
那父亲，我们祷告，今天早上你就能够复兴我们里面的生命。
Give us that understanding and that wisdom to choose life.
让我们给我们悟性，也给我们智慧，使得我们能够拣选生命。
We again thank you for your provision for even today.
我们感谢你今天，就在今天你所有的一切的供应。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Amen.